All right. Good morning, church. How are you this morning? Good morning, family. I tell you what I want to do. I don't know. I've sensed the wonderful presence of God as we were singing that beautiful song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And I want us to stand right now for a few moments. I'm going to ask that the musicians will come back for a moment. They've moved to the side, but I want us to stand for a moment. I want us to sing that song one or two more times. And I want you to, I don't know if you feel comfortable, but I want you just to lift your hands to Father God right now. Because as we turn our eyes upon Him, all those issues around you become strangely dim. So while we do that, could you just for a moment as we begin to sing it, you know the words of it. Will you lift those hands to Father God for a moment as you begin to worship Him? Come on. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Come on, let's praise Him for just a moment. Sing it right now. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Father God, we just want to thank You this morning that we can lift our hands before You. We just thank You this morning that we can come with hearts that say we will praise You. We will declare with the psalmist, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will lift up His name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name is worthy to be praised. Will you just praise Him for just a few moments right now? Just begin to praise Him right now. Begin to lift up your voices. You're in a circumstance right now. If you turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in His wonderful face, He has got amazing things that He wants to do for you and your family right now. So Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray that there will be a supernatural encounter in this room today. I pray for the youngest generation to the oldest, that Father God, there will be a touch of Your presence. Heaven will touch earth this morning. And that Lord God, people will be healed in the name of Jesus. Families will be restored in the name of Jesus. Relationships will come back together in the name of Jesus. I pray that Lord, whatever our needs are this morning, we are standing in the presence of the Almighty God Himself. And we give You praise for that in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's good to see you in the house of God this morning. And then take a seat. Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, musicians. All right. So you may be wondering why in the world we've got some toilet rolls here. You may be wondering why in the world I've got a few other object lessons. First of all, let me say how glad I am to be here. I love to come to Trinity Church. I've said it on the trip last year. I have been connected with Trinity Church way back from 1984. When your youth pastor and your children's pastor were connected with, in those days, by letter writing. So if I wrote a letter, it took 6 weeks to get to the States. And I'd wait 6 weeks for another letter to get back. And as a result of that, we had your youth pastor, Chuck Atherton, come to South Africa. We had, in 1991, we had your children's pastor come to South Africa, Rod Butler. And then I have had this connection with Pastor Alan and Gail and this church family since those years. It was an incredible time to get the newsletters. I had all of your newsletters in a whole file. I had hundreds and hundreds of them. I had all the cassette tapes, and I loved being connected. Although I was thousands of miles away, I felt like I was part of Trinity. And to be standing here today is an amazing experience once again. And thank you, Pastor Joshua and Jenna, for allowing me to be here today.
I'm glad to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's a good place to be on a Sunday morning. Amen. So here's what I want to do. I want to talk this morning, and I'm trusting. Let me see if this is going to work. Turn to your neighbor and say, is it going to work? I don't think so. Does it work? I don't think it's working. So they're going to have to kind of follow me along the way, and hopefully we'll just keep up. But I want to talk this morning on the subject of Bless Me Too. And before we start, I'm looking for, I know this is church, so please don't get too churchified this morning, but I'm looking for a father and a son, or a mother and a daughter, it doesn't matter. I'm looking for a boy and a girl to come up to the platform with their, and I've just got a quick competition. It's not because I'm going to do a competition for competition's sake. Thank you. Just come up on the platform. But when it's going to be part of the message today. So I just need somebody else. I need somebody else. Come on. Okay, come and join us quickly. We've got it up here. Thank you very much. And here's what I'm going to do for you today. I'm going to ask you guys to stand on this side of here. Thank you. And you grab this toilet roll over here if you can find a way of getting it out. You're going to stand on this. Hey, Mitchell. Good morning. Nice to see you again. Good to see you, my boy. Thank you very much. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to stay on that side. I'm going to say on your marks, get set, go. You need to be standing very, very still like a mummy, like the Egyptian mummies. And when I say on your marks, get set, I'm going to ask them to take the toilet roll. I'm going to ask them to wrap their son and their sons up, which probably is very good at home anyway. But I'm going to ask them to do that for a moment. And I'm going to see who does it the quickest, who does it the best. And then by an applause, oh, I haven't started yet. Excuse me, I haven't started yet. I'm still explaining. When I say, I come across to the top and my hand comes across them, I want you to give the loudest clap. And by that, I'm going to find out which is the person that actually did the best wrapping up of their kids. So let's go. On your marks, get set. Let's go. Stand still as you guys go. On your way. Let's go. Go, go, go. Oh, okay. He's just going to keep the turning. All right. Now, I don't think these are not the greatest toilet rolls, but that's also fine too. Stick in your mouth. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Come on. Can we get some cheering along the house over here? This is a family service. A family service. Mitchell, you're looking good there. It's a new style of dressing. Okay, come on, let's go quickly. I'm going to give you about another 20 seconds. Just another 20 seconds. All right, here we go. Come on, bring it on there. Mother, you're not doing a very good job there. Now keep going, keep going, keep going. Thank you very much. 15. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. All right. Now, I'm still going to go through the motions. When I come across, I want to see by the loudest clapping of hands, who was the winner? Here we go. Let's go. Is this the hand over here? All right. Thank you. Stop for a moment. I want you to come across here. Is this the hand over here? All right. Hang on. That sounded very, very equal. It seemed like an equal experience. Hey, you still got to have, you're still getting this thing over here. Let me do it one more time. Is this the person? Thank you. Is this the person? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I tell you what. It's very hard to choose. I'm going to give a prize to both of you at the end of the service. So both of you come along. But can I tell you, moms and dads, when we talk about blessing, do you know that we can wrap our children up and our family members up in the words we speak? That we're able to wrap them up and we put labels on them, we put limitations, we put language. But I'm believing today that as we go through this message, God is going to break off the labels. He's going to break off those things that have held you as a family today. And I'm believing that God's going to do something in your life. Amen. God bless you, Mr. Mitchell. Thank you so much for coming on the platform. Come and see me off just for a prize. Give him a big hand. Thank you. Thank you, my man. Thank you so much. There we go. I want to turn your attention, thank you. I want to turn your attention to Genesis chapter 24, verses 34 and 38. And here's what the scripture says. It says, and when Esau heard his father's words, he cried out with a loud and a bitter cry and said to his father, bless me too, my father. And Esau said to his father, do you only have one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father. And Esau wept loudly. I wonder as we begin this message this morning, when you look at your family members, what do you see when you look at your children? What do you look at when you see your spouse? Do you see them just as your family members? Do you see them just as your children? Do you see them just as your husband, your wife? There's one thing that every one of us are able to do, but somehow we seem to overlook it, and it's this word called blessing. We seem to overlook it in many ways that God wants to bless our families. God wants to use you to bless your children. God wants to use you to bless your spouse. God wants to use you to bless your church family. God wants to use you to bless those that are around us. But I do know that when we use this word blessing, it's a very overused word. For a lot of people, it might be an overrated word. For example, when somebody's in good health, we call it a blessing. When we get an unexpected check in the mail, we call it a blessing. When we're riding down the streets and you are going over the speed limit and there's a policeman waiting on the side, but as he's about to pull you over, somebody speeds past you and they pull him over, you say, what a blessing. So we kind of use this. Whenever life is pleasing, we kind of say it's a blessing. And it's almost become a hashtag. You know, how many times have you heard somebody say, God bless you? And somehow we realize, we think, well, I'm just giving a word. It's almost like a greeting. Can I tell you that God sees blessing differently? That when God, when you start invoking blessing, you are doing something more than just a natural thing. That as you sit here today, God wants to bless your family. When you bless your children this morning, and when you bless your neighbors, you're releasing something in the spirit realm. There is a divine connection that happens as you start pronouncing blessing. And I want at the end of the service, what I'm going to ask is that families, people will come together to the front. And we're going to pray the blessings of God over our families. We're going to pray over our children. We're going to pray the covenant names of God, that He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Who wants God to be the provider of your family? How many want to see God provide for your children? Well, we're going to pray the blessings of God over your family today. We're going to pray healing of your family. Who knows that God is still the healer today? I want to tell you, God is the healer. Last year when we were here, and I'll keep shouting this testimony, Pastor Josh. Last year when on a Wednesday night, we talked to the congregation down in the Life Center, and we were telling them that God can heal. And so we got children to pray for people. And one of the people that was there was Pastor Josh, and he had a snapped ankle. And what God did was, as children laid hands on him, God healed his ankle. When he went back to see for surgery, God healed him. Can I tell you that God is a healer in this house this morning? He wants to do something. Turn to your neighbor and say, our God is an awesome God. So when God confers upon you the incredible power and the responsibility and the capacity for our words to cause things to happen. So as you will pray those blessings over your family this morning, you will cause things to happen that will shift things in the supernatural realm. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 18 verse 21, it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Can I tell you this morning that your words have tremendous power? In fact, as you look at your words have got the ability to build and to break. Your words can either build somebody up or they can break them down. Your words have the power to become a bridge into somebody's life, or it can become a barrier. Our words have got tremendous power. Your words can give somebody wings or they can cause them to have weights. Just by the words that we speak into their lives, we have this tremendous power. And can I tell you, has anybody ever been in that place when you've said words that you wish you'd never said? Anybody said it? It's like this tube of toothpaste. You know the wonderful thing about toothpaste? In fact, I want to give away $20 this morning to somebody who's really strong. Anybody here who's quite a strong? I need somebody else. You were in the last. Come up here, mister. Come up here quickly. I know that he's strong. I watched him play some soccer yesterday. Now, Jacob, this is what I want you to do, my boy. I want you, and I see on your marks, I want you to squeeze every bit of this toothpaste out. Okay, I know that when I give you that $20, it can buy like 1,000 hamburgers. It's a lot of money, okay? It's a big amount. So can I ask you, when I say on your mask, so can you squeeze all of that toothpaste into that thing? Quickly, go for it. On your marks, get set, go. Squeeze it all out. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Oh, yes, come on. Every bit of it out. Squeeze it out, squeeze it out, squeeze it out. Whole lot, squeeze it out. Okay, come on, I want to roll out there. Right, here we go. Everything out, here it goes. Everything, squeeze it all, squeeze it all. All right, now. For $20, Mr. Jacob, I want you to take the spoon and I want you to put all that toothpaste back in. All right. He's still squeezing out. Jacob, for $20, I'd like you to take the spoon and I want you to take all of that and push it back into the toothpaste. Can you do that? No, okay. Can I tell you something, Mr. Jacob? It's impossible. Because can I tell you, moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, people over here, once our words are out, we can't take them back. They can't be taken back. God bless you, my boy. Take a seat. I'll still buy you a hot dog and hamburger after church. Let's go. Give him a big hand. You see, once your words have come out, you can't take those words back. I'm sure there's many of us sitting here today that there are words that you wish you hadn't said, that email that you sent in a moment of anger. I'm going to say it. And all of a sudden, I wish I hadn't said it. We speak words that we don't mean. We speak words over our family members that we don't mean. In a moment of anger, some words we've spoken that maybe for you, you've forgotten them, but there are some of your children, there are some adults sitting here that are on in years who are still living by the words that their parents spoke 40, 50 years ago, still holding you by those words today. You see, your words carry tremendous power because when you speak words, they begin to paint a picture of future and hope for your family members. As you will speak these words today of blessing, you are giving your family a hope and the future. So what is a blessing? Let me quickly find the definition over here. It comes from this word barak. It's one of those Hebrew words we spoke about the other night of praise. And it means to kneel. It means to give honor. It means to invoke a divine favor and to cause divine favor to come upon people. Can I tell you that when you begin to speak blessing on your children and family today, you are bringing divine favor upon your family. You are causing divine favor. You are proclaiming what God wants to do in your children. And so as we look at a working definition of what a blessing is, this is what it says. A blessing is a word spoken for good that carries spiritual power and authority. And it sets in motion something that will go on from generation to generation. Your blessing will carry spiritual power and authority today. As I look through the scriptures, I find a man like Abraham, who the Bible says that God blessed him, and the Bible says his seed multiplied. And I look through Genesis 12, it says a number of things about the blessing that Abraham received. He says, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. You see, you and I are sitting here today. We are created to be the carriers of blessing. You are created to carry blessing. As you walk around, wherever you go, you are touching heaven, touching earth. You are bringing the presence and the power of God into operation. In fact, as we talk about this idea of blessing, you're carrying His blessing. It's this idea of actually carrying God's burdens, God's heart, His burden that He has on His heart. Do you know that God's got a burden for your family? Do you know that you sit here today, God's heart is that He would bless your family. His heart is that He would bring your family to a new place in Him. You see, when God gave you your children, Dad, when God gave you your children, Mom, He also gave you His burden for them. He wants that you wouldn't look at them as the troublemakers of your family. He is asking that you wouldn't look at your children as you wish they weren't born, but that you would look at them and say, God, you have got a blessing for my family. The blessings that I'm talking about today are not a reward of obedience. Because many times when we want to give our children something, we expect them to behave in a certain manner. You do this, I'll do that. Can I tell you that this blessing that I'm talking today is not a reward for obedience, but it is a reward because they're simply born into your family. Because they are part of your family, God says, will you bless them? Their value is not by what they do. Their value is an intrinsic value because of who they are. They're part of your family. For example, when I look at this $20 note here, how much is this $20 note worth? $20. If I crumple this $20 note up, how much is this worth? If I put it on the floor and I stamp on it and I dirty it, how much is it worth? It never changes its value. It doesn't matter what it's gone through, it is still the same value. Can I tell you that some of you, and I felt God say this to me this morning, there are some of you right now that have gone through horrendous things in your life, and you have created the value according to what you went through. You went through a circumstance. You went through a difficulty. You might have gone through an abuse. And you are living as if that is who you are. Can I tell you, that's not who you are. Your value in God never changes. Your value in God never changes. If somebody, you, as I'm looking at you, you don't really see the real me. When I look at you, I don't see the real you. I'm only looking at the house in which you live. I'm looking at the temple. I'm looking at the space that carries the real you. I can't see the real you. You can't see the real me. The real you is a spirit being living in this earth suit called the body. And I tell you what, there's many times that people have had their houses broken into. And they might have been in a back room somewhere. And they've stolen things from the house. But that didn't change that person. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter what happened to this temple over here. It doesn't matter what happened to this house. They haven't touched your spirit. You are still of value to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're valuable to God. So this blessing that I'm talking about today is a reward for just being born. If you are born into family, you are a candidate for this blessing. This blessing is God's favor being poured into your life, being poured into your children's life. This blessing that I'm talking about today has the power to empower your family. This blessing that I'm talking about today can shine a light in the darkest places. Because when your children are going through dark places and they don't know where they're going, it's the blessing that will keep them going. It's the blessing that will keep your wife going. It's the blessing that will keep your husband going. Because when you bless, there is an impartation that actually takes place. A divine impartation. Because God is forecasting His favor over you. It's not just your words that are being the blessing, but God comes behind the blessing and He says, I want to give a spiritual blessing to your family this morning. He says over there in Numbers 6:27, as they put my name on the Israelites, I will bless them. As you put the name of God upon your family this morning, as you put the name of God upon your church this morning, as you put your name upon God's name upon your community this morning, God says, I want to bless them this morning. God always followed through. Do you know that the first words that Adam spoke, that God spoke to Adam and Eve, was blessing? The last words that Jesus spoke to His disciples before He left this world were blessing. Right throughout the Bible, we see this idea of God giving His blessing. In fact, He instructed Moses to teach the high priest how to bless the sons of Israel. And maybe you have prayed this prayer before in Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace, so that they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless you. Can I tell you this morning, church, that God is a blesser? Can I tell you this morning that He is not a taker? Can I tell you this morning that God has more things for you than against you this morning? That as He looks to you today, He says, will you begin to see the picture that I've got for your life? Because can I say this morning that there's always three pictures that we've got of our lives. Number one, there's the picture that you've got as you look in the mirror. There's a picture of who you are. There's a picture that other people have about you, and then there's the picture that God has about you. Now, I don't know what you look like when you look in the mirror, what kind of person you see. I was in Singapore last year. She's 12 years of age. She comes to me after a meeting. She's sobbing. She says, can I speak to you? And I said, of course. And she begins to tell me her story. She says, I'm 12 years of age. My mother lives in Singapore. My father lives in Malaysia. She said, but I don't understand it. I haven't seen my father for years. I don't understand what I did. What did I do that my father doesn't want to see me? I asked her, I said, tell me that when you look in the mirror, what do you see? And she said, I see myself as fat. I see myself as ugly. I see myself as a drama queen. I see myself, and she had used all these terms. And then I said, well, tell me what other people think about you. And she said, they think I'm fat, that I'm ugly, that I'm a drama queen. And she went through the same adjectives. And I realized that she wasn't using the words of her own, but she was using the words that other people spoke of them. I then said to her, I said, tell me, what picture do you think God has got for you? And this is what she said. She said, I think that God thinks that I'm a mistake. At 12 years of age, she thought that God thought that she was a mistake. Can I tell you this morning that God's got a preferred picture for your life? That God's got a beautiful picture for your life. Turn to your neighbor and say, who are you? Has anybody seen the movie Lion King? Let me see the hands. Who's seen the old Lion King? Right, now that's going to tell us exactly which decade we were born. Who's seen the new Lion King? All right. Now, I believe, I have not seen the new Lion King, but I believe it's very similar, almost the same story. That if you remember the story, as you look at it, there's Mufasa, there's Simba, and of course there's the evil Uncle Scar. But there comes a time when Simba is looking into a water well, and as he's looking through the water, he begins to see a picture of his father, Mufasa. And Mufasa begins to speak to me. He says this, "You have forgotten me." And Simba says to his father, he says, "No, how can I forget you?" And this is what he says. "You have forgotten me because you've forgotten who you are. You have forgotten who you are, therefore you have forgotten who I am." Can I tell you that when you get the wrong picture about yourself, you forget who God made you. When you start seeing yourself through your own eyes, when you start seeing yourself through the eyes of other people and you don't see the picture that God's got, you have a wrong picture. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You need God's picture this morning." So here's what I want to say this morning, is that you and I have been are created to be the containers, the carriers, and the connectors of God's presence. He wants that you would be a person that wherever you go, His presence goes with you. And so there are five elements I want to talk about this morning before we come and pray these covenant names over God. There are five elements to the blessing. Number one, there is meaningful touch. Number two, there is the spoken word. Number three, there is attaching high value. And number four, there is picturing a special future. And the last one is an active commitment. So let me quickly talk for just a moment about meaningful touch. If you are going to give and you want to live with the blessing this morning, it's going to involve touch. Here's what it says in Genesis 27, 26. It says, When Isaac went to bless his son, he said to him, "Come near to me and kiss me, my son." You know that each time a blessing was given in the Bible, it involved a touch, whether it was a laying on of hands, whether it was a hug, whether it was a kiss. All of these were a way of imparting a blessing. I'm saying to you today that touch is an integral part. If you're going to bless your family, it's going to involve a touch. I want to say this morning, it's an appropriate touch that we need to have for our family members. So it involves touch. Turn to your neighbor and say, "It involves touch." Number two, it involves the spoken word. It's not just looking at the person, but it actually means that you speak the words of blessing over them this morning. Love and acceptance are seldom received if they're not just words. How many times have we not heard people, or the lack of words? You know, you might have a husband that says, "Well, I love you," but there's no actions. It's something that we just happen to say. Blessing involves words. It means that you've got to speak the blessing over your family. It means you've got to speak the blessing over your children this morning. And as you lay hands on them or hug them, you are speaking a blessing over them. As I look through the scriptures, Abraham blessed his son Isaac as he spoke to him. Isaac spoke the blessing over Jacob. Jacob gave a verbal blessing over his 12 sons and his grandchildren. There is always this idea of speaking. Can I say today that your children will blossom and they will grow as you begin to verbalize the blessing over them this morning? You know, in Bible times, children were never left in doubt as to what their parents thought about them, because they consistently gave verbal affirmation of the blessing. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Words." The third one is attaching high value. It says there in Genesis 27, 27, it says, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field in which the Lord has blessed. Let people serve you and the nations bow down before you." Now, I tell you what, that sounds like a very strange thing that you call your son a smelly field. But can I tell you, it's a word picture. And this word picture is he's seeing his son as a blessed field. He's seen him as a field of growth and of life and of reward. It was a picture of a valuable person. Can I say today that as you begin to attach value, just like I took that $20 note, it doesn't matter what you've gone through, it doesn't matter what you've done, your value never changes. Your value never changes before God. He says, "Even though you're an imperfect person, I want to bless you." Number four, he also pictures a special future. Here's what Isaac says. May God give you the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth. Let people serve you and the nations bow down before you. Do you know that even in Jewish families today, there is this idea of picturing a special future? For example, there was this young mother. She had two children. They were twins. They were about 2 years of age. And as she was pushing the pram, is that what you call them? Maybe a pram, a perambula? What do they call that thing? A stroller. Sorry, I've got to get these words right. As she's pushing down her two little infants, a friend or a person comes by and looks at these two children. She says, what is their names? She says, well, this is Benny the doctor, and this is Reuben the lawyer. At 2 years of age, she already pictured a special future. I wonder, do you picture a special future about your children this morning? Do you picture a special picture of what God wants to do? Because I tell you that as you give them a special picture this morning, you cause the lights to come on in their spirit. Let me come to the last one before we come and pray together. The last one is an active commitment. We need to have an active commitment. As those patriarchs gave blessing to their families, they understood it wasn't just their words they were speaking, but they were believing that God would come behind the words and bless, that God would cause that blessing to come into action in their family members. In fact, there were times when angels came and verified that God would do the blessing that had been prayed over their children. You see, if you see potential in your child, say for example, you say, well, listen, my boy's got this ability to play a piano, but you never give them opportunity and give them the opportunity to play, you are not actually having a commitment to that instrument. It means we have to have an active commitment to it today. I'm saying today as we come to a close, in Deuteronomy 6:7, there is a pattern of transfer where this blessing takes place. And as you look up on the screen there, it says that we need to be giving it at home and away from home. We need to give it when you lie down, when your kids get out of bed in the morning. As they go to bed, you are constantly giving them the blessings. When you're walking on the streets, you are constantly reminding them of the blessings of God. The Bible says that you bind it on their hands. Wherever they go, they have the blessings with them. I tell you that when your children start seeing that kind of blessing, God begins to favor, and as God begins to favor, things begin to change. Home is our first church. If you are wanting your children and your family to grow in God, you've got to take responsibility for your family. Sometimes we look at the church and we think the church is the place. We want to pass them off. I believe that the church is the cheer squad. They're the ones who come next to the family members and say, hey, let's help you with your children's faith. But they are the cheer squad. As our family, we want them to know God. Can I put the hands up of people and say, I want my children and my family to know God? Let me see your hands. Amen. How many want to say this morning, I want to see my family grow in Him this morning? All right? I want to see that they are kept by His power this morning. Amen? And who wants to say this morning that I want to make Him known from my family that other people know about Him? Then that's the kind of blessing that God says, I want to give to you this morning. I believe that our cry should be, as it was in the scripture, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? If that's your heart this morning, you see, we've got the choice. Some people think if you leave it to nature, that your kids will serve God. Can I say that if you don't take nurture and nurture faith in your children, you will lose your children. But God is saying this morning, I want to give blessing over families this morning. So here's what I want us to do. I'm going to ask that families would come together to the front. And I want you, I know it's going to get a bit messy around you, but I want you to bring your families. If you haven't got children with you, you might think of grandchildren, other members of your family. And I want us to come around the front. I want you to come and we're going to pray family blessing over your entire family. And you're going to pray blessing over your family this morning. So if there's no space in the front, that's fine. Grandmas, grandpas, your blessings are vitally important for your children. They may not be here this morning, but you can still pray blessing over your family. I want you to come and find a place in the front over here as we begin to pray blessings in a moment. Come to the front as we've got some instruments playing in the background. That's right. If you do not have family in this church, you want to pray for the community. I want you to come along. Find a place. Turn around towards your children. Turn around towards your family this morning. And we're going to get ready in a few moments to pray with our families this morning. Make some space. Make some space this morning. Make some space this morning as we come together. I don't know what kind of words you have spoken over your family members. Maybe this morning on the way to church, you might have had a nice fight in the car. Somehow on a Sunday morning, that's a perfect time to have a squabble with the wife. You're coming to serve God, you're coming to put your hands in the air, and what happens is down the road, you have this conflict with your family members. And then you get to church and the devil says, you can't raise your hands to me. You can't raise your hands to God because look what happened over here. I want you this morning, if there's anything between you and your family members, this is a wonderful place. I don't need to hear it. Your neighbors don't need to hear it. But this might be the place to say, I'm so sorry. You might have to tell your kids, I'm sorry for what I said to you this morning. I'm sorry for what I called you. Maybe as a child, you've said something to your mom and dad. I want you just for a moment, where you are, just to say, I'm so sorry. Ask for forgiveness this morning, right where you are. Ask for forgiveness. Let's clear the deck right now. And as we do that, we're getting ready to pass and impart blessing upon our families. So just take a moment where you just kind of say, I'm sorry, forgive me. Can I tell you, this is the most easiest place to do it. Because everybody's doing it right now. So as we begin to start thinking of the names, the covenant names of God, as they come up on the screen, the first one comes up this morning. I want us to begin to pray this morning that He will be Jehovah, Jireh, the Lord our provider. If we get those screens coming up. And I want you right now, we're saying according to Genesis 22:14, we will speak blessing in the face of specific need. You've got needs in your family this morning. You've got financial constraints. You've got difficulties happening in your family. I want you right now to begin to pray that Jehovah Jireh will connect with your family right now. Will you begin to pray that over? Will you pray right now, God, whatever need is right now, we will declare that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. That, Lord, we don't have the resources, but will you become the supernatural God who provides for me when it seems impossible? Will you begin right now to say, God, provide for my family right now. Provide for my family right now. Whatever those needs are, will you pray for that over your family right now? In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for Jehovah Jireh to be our provider right now. Speak that over your family right now. Speak it over your family. Open your mouth and speak those words of blessing over your family right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now that you will become Jehovah Ra, which means the Lord is my shepherd. And we will remind ourselves that He never forsakes us, never leaves us this morning. Will you thank God this morning that He is the shepherd of your children? He's the shepherd of your family this morning. The shepherd of your grandchildren this morning. Pray this morning that the shepherd will speak into your family's life right now. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, will you become the shepherd of my family? When we've gone our own ways and we've kind of done our own thing this morning, we say, will you become the shepherd afresh? Be the shepherd of my family this morning. Speak it over your families right now. Speak it over your families. God, I pray right now. If your family are not here, pray it right now. God, be the family member. Be the shepherd over my son, my daughter. Be the shepherd over my grandson. That one who's gone astray, God, will you be the shepherd? Use your rod and your staff to comfort them, to bring them back into line this morning. Lord, we want you to be the shepherd. Right now, Lord, we begin to pray that you will also be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. If you've got sickness in your family, I want you to put your hand up where you are this morning. Whatever sicknesses is that is in your family members, I want you to believe God right now that He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. Will you declare that by His stripes you are healed? Right now, healing virtue will flow right into your body. Whatever condition it is, He said, all sickness, all diseases, in the name of Jesus, speak health back into that body right now in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. You heal my son. You heal my daughter in the name of Jesus. Speak it over your family members right now. I don't know what's caused that sickness, but we take authority against every sickness and disease. Everything that has caused sickness to reign in your body, we bring it to naught in the name of Jesus. We say, by His stripes, we are healed. We declare the word which says, it's the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread this morning. We receive it right now. Father God, will you touch those hands and those arms that need to be restored, those legs, those heart conditions, whatever those bones, cause it to come back together in the name of Jesus. We pray right now that you'll become Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. If you've got turmoil in your family right now, there's discord, will you begin to pray right now, become the Lord who is our peace. Shalom, shalom over your family. Come on, speak peace over your family right now. Speak the peace of God over your family right now. in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the peace of God come upon families here. Whatever's caused discord, whatever's caused turmoil, we say in the name of Jesus, let the peace of God come. 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 Thank you, Lord. Right now we will declare that He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our victory. Will you declare victory in your family right now? If there's drug abuse, there are habits, all those things, we break those powers over your family members right now in the name of Jesus. He will bring victory because the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Father God, right now, whatever condition is holding people right now, we declare that you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner right now. We will march under that banner of victory this morning. Speak that over your family right now. Speak it over your family. Speak it over your family right now. We will declare this morning that He is Jehovah Chikinu. He is the Lord, our righteousness. That even when things seem to go against us, we will declare that God is just. That I don't care what people have said about you, they whatever words they've spoken of you, we will say that He is our righteousness. I am righteous because of Him this morning. I am righteous. I am forgiven. My value never changes before God's eyes this morning. I am righteous this morning. Will you declare that over your family right now? Lord, we want to walk in righteousness. We want to walk in the rightness of God this morning. The things that are right with God this morning. Righteousness. And the last one we want to share this morning, He is Shammah. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Can you ask God this morning that He'll be present at your table? He'll be present as you're in the car. He'll be present at your children's school. He'll be present at your work. He'll be present wherever you go, He will be present. He is the Lord Shammah, the Lord who is present. Father God, right now, will you take care? Will you be present? I am that I am. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your presence go with us. Lord, we say with Moses, unless your presence go, we will not go. We need your presence. We need your presence. So Father God, right now, we give you praise. We thank you, God, this morning, that you are blessing our families. As you lay hands on your family members, moms and dads on your children, children, moms and dads, would you speak blessing over them for just a moment? For 30 seconds, begin to speak blessing. Bless them this morning. Bless them this morning. Bless them this morning. Lord, every broken family here, I pray right now that supernatural would cause relationships to be restored. Lord, whatever the words were spoken 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we bring to naught those things right now. We pray for a supernatural connecting of families again. Lord God, I pray for the family of Trinity Church. I pray, God, that you have got good things in store for this family of God. That, Lord, the next time I come, I want to see more and more people coming. Why? Because the family of God is here. That, Lord God, there's things happening. So I pray over you this morning. I pray blessing upon the Trinity family, the Trinity Church family. I pray, God, will you bring in the generations from the youngest to the oldest, that over this church there will be blessing. That, Lord, there will be a moving forward. Thank you for everything that's been in the past. Thank you for all the things that you've put in place. But I thank you that, Lord, you bring us to a new place, a new place, a new place. So we pray that over our family, the church family we're in right now. Can we pray for San Antonio this morning? Can we pray for San Antonio this morning? I am not aware of all the things that happen in San Antonio, but will you lift up the city of San Antonio and will you begin to pray the blessings of God over San Antonio, Texas? Come on, lift up those voices right now. It might mean you've got to do some spiritual warfare this morning. There might be some pulling down of strongholds this morning. Pull them down right now in the name of Jesus. We tell the devil, devil, you will not have San Antonio, Texas. This is God's place. We are going to serve God in this place. Right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for that right now. Spirit of God, thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. We bless you right now. Can you maybe just lift your hands to Father God for a moment? Lift those hands to Father God. Will you give God praise for just a moment? As you just give God praise for His blessings over your family. Give praise to God for His blessings over your children. Give God praise this morning for what He's doing in your life. Give God praise this morning for the mighty works that you are expecting to give, that you're going to see God do right now. So Father, I pray right now, come and touch families. Come and touch the families. Come and bring the blessings. Let this place flow with the blessings of God. Thank you for healing, virtue flowing right now and touching. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for your touch upon each person here. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Can we give God a hand of praise this morning? Give God a hand of praise this morning. Give God a hand of praise. Amen.
Before you leave where you are, I just want you to extend your hands toward the platform right now. Pastor Shane travels more than 30 days at a time, many times, and he's going from place to place and church to church. He's away from his family at times, and I just want you to speak blessings over Pastor Shane right now, that the Lord would just give him strength, that he would fill him, that he would just allow him to be hear his voice, and that he would be filled right now in the presence of God, that he would comfort him, and that he would care for his family. We just speak protection over your family, that the Lord would be with them where they are, that he would continue to open up doors for you, that he would continue to cause his anointing to be with you everywhere you go, every time you open your mouth, every time that you speak, that you would be speaking in the power and the authority of Christ, and that you would see miracles follow, signs and wonders follow, as you are sharing the word of God, the truth of God. I thank you, Lord, for this man, that you are using him mightily, oh God, for your kingdom. May it be so, Lord, that you would continue to open up new doors, Lord, and take him to new heights in you. Lord, I thank you that you are opening up new seasons and new places, oh God, and that you will be with him and that you will protect him wherever he goes. We thank you for his ministry to us this morning. We thank you, oh God, and we receive your word as spoken through him, Lord, as a declaration of truth, Lord, and we come into agreement that you are blessing us, that you have placed value upon our lives, and we do not have to be worried or afraid about what others think, what others say, what the devil has spoken over us. Lord, we only care about what you say about us, Lord. And so we declare, oh God, we have value. We have value. We have the value that you have placed on us. We are your children. We are your children. We are created in your image and in your likeness, Lord. And so no matter what we have gone through, Lord, that does not take our value away. And so, Lord, we stand in the truth of the power of that statement. And we thank you, Lord, that you have looked upon us with favor, and that you have placed your hands upon us, and that you have blessed us. Lord, I just right now symbolically bless every single person that is in this room right now. I speak your blessing over them.
Thank you, Lord God.
May it be so, God, that they would be blessed coming in and going out. Lord, that they would be protected from all evil, from the evil one. Lord, I thank you that a shield is round about them, that your blood is over them, Lord, that your provision is upon them. I thank you, O God, that you are going to continue to use them. Lord, I thank you that you are going to continue to reveal yourself to them in a very special way. Lord, I thank you that you are providing for them, that you are caring for them. Lord, that they are the sheep of your pasture. We are your children, and you love us. And I just speak these blessings over us. In Jesus' name,
thank you.
May they be alive. May they be alive. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Can you give the Lord a praise?
Amen. Thanks, God.
Give the Lord a clap offering for Pastor Shane's ministry.